Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Chandler Jones. And Chandler, why don't you just start by talking about how your offseason's been going? Have you been working out, kind of staying in the area, or what you've been up to?
Yeah, actually, the offseason's been going great. Actually, I've been in the New England area the whole time. I've been training with a few of my teammates has been in and out, and I'm just enjoying it, getting some upper body strength, so I'm having fun.
Well, the defense does look a little bit different than it did last year. What are your thoughts on just some of the new additions like Darrell Revis, Brandon Browner, and having Patrick Chung back?
I'm very excited. Like I said, my rookie year, I know Patrick Chung from my rookie year, and we've already have a connection. He's a great guy, and he's a great leader as well. And Darrell Revis and Browner, they're great players. I've actually got a chance to watch them filming them, and I'm overly excited for those guys to be here.
Someone else who's back, you've mentioned before your relationship with Vince Wilfork, specifically when you were drafted here. What does it mean to you to see him come back and to know that he'll be in a Patriots uniform?
Oh, Vince is like a big brother. Actually, when I found out that he signed, actually, I posted a picture on Instagram. I texted him, and it's just a great feeling just to have the whole Arsenal back and just to have a full power. If we have full power, we're going to go back, and hopefully we can do what we want to do.
So how much does having him back really help that defensive line?
Vince Wilfork is like he's like a father away from home. He's a very great leader. He's a very big missing piece out of the puzzle. Like you said, unfortunately, when he went down last year, that was huge. But now I'm so glad that we have him back, and hopefully we can get the show on the road.
All right, well, looking ahead, the draft is on its way. What do you remember about your draft day experience? It wasn't very long ago. And what would be your advice to some of these guys who are just under the spotlight? The spectacle of the draft has really grown over the past couple of years. What would be your advice to those guys who are trying to find a team?
You know, it's funny you say that because I'm going into my third year, and it feels like the draft was just yesterday. And I can actually reminisce. It was a Thursday night about 10:20, and I got on the phone with Bill and Coach Belichick, Mr. Kraft, and Bears, and they all welcomed me to the team. And like I said, my biggest thing is just staying level-headed. You know, going through the process, stay level-headed, and I feel like you're never doing as good as people say you're doing, or never doing as bad as people say you're doing. So as long as you stay level-headed, you should be fine.
As a fan, do you have your sights set on any of the college players right now? Probably maybe some of those Syracuse guys?
There's a lot of players. Actually, the Syracuse running back, Jerome Smith, he's doing pretty good. He had a very good combine, and actually, I like that tight end from Carolina, Ebron. Okay. He's a good player, so I like him too.
All right, well, there we go. Expert Chandler Jones, thank you very much for joining us.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.